Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday of Easter, Year A. Today is also the Mother's Union Provincial Sunday. Our readings today: Acts chapter 2, verse 14a, and verses 36 to 41, Psalm 116, the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 17 to 23, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is mighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is the Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we journey together as those two disciples did on the road to Emmaus. We journey from faith to faith, weighed down with our questions, our uncertainties, and our not knowing, just longing for certainty and needing hope. Lord, we journey together, and You come and share our journey, because You are the answer to all our questions, the solution to all our uncertainties, and the way through to begin again. Lord, our worship is part of the journey. We pray that our worship be the moment when each of us begins a new journey to You and with You, a journey from time to eternity. In Christ's name, Amen. We have the hymn, My Jesus, I Love Thee. CPWI 531. Let us pray. We pray the collect for the third Sunday of Easter, followed by the Easter anthem, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his marvelous works, all his redeeming works, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Easter Anthem. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleavened of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, What Should We Do? What should we do? On the day of Pentecost, the disciples were empowered by the Holy Spirit. In our first lesson today from Acts chapter 2, Peter continues to address the crowd and explain the meaning of Jesus' lordship and messiahship. Peter emphasizes that Jesus' resurrection from the dead, his ascension to the right hand of God, and his authority to pour out the Holy Spirit all points to one conclusion. God has appointed Jesus to be both Lord and Messiah. Peter points out to the crowd that they crucified the Messiah. The crowd, convinced of the truth, said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do? Acts chapter 2, verse 37b. What should we do? In the face of the truth of Christ, we are called to action. When we encounter the word of God, which is the truth, we are called to action. We are called either to change our ways, to affirm our faith by actions, to share the word with others, or to give God thanksgiving and praise for God's love and goodness to us. We cannot be touched by the word of God and not be moved to action. The prophet Isaiah proclaims that the word from God, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. On the day of Pentecost, the word of God called forth a response from the large crowd of devout Jews who were gathered. They responded, "What should we do?" It was a call to action. And so Peter responded, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter assures them, "For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." Verse 39. The word of God and the word from God calls us to action. On the day of Pentecost, after hearing and believing the word of God from Peter, 3,000 people responded. They repented. They were baptized in the name of Jesus, the Lord and Messiah, and the church was born. The word of God and the word from God calls us to action. This is also affirmed in our gospel from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. Luke tells us that two of the followers of Jesus were traveling on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus. As they were traveling and talking about the strange events of the day, they were joined by another traveler whom they did not recognize, but we are told is Jesus. The stranger asked what they were discussing as they walked along. One of them, Cleophas, responds, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" The stranger responds, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." Acts 24, verses 19 to 21a. The two disciples expressed their astonishment regarding the woman's story of the empty tomb, the angel, and Jesus' resurrection. They told their story with disappointment, doubt, and disbelief. Jesus interrupts and admonishes them for being foolish and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had declared. Verse 25b. Jesus takes the time to explain to them what the prophets of Israel declared about the Messiah. The Messiah would suffer and die before he was proclaimed as Lord. Jesus takes them through the Old Testament scriptures that concerned him, his messianic vocation and mission. they still did not recognize him. On arriving at Emmaus, they invited him to dine with them. At table, Jesus plays the role of host by taking the bread and blessing it and breaking it and giving it to them. Luke records, "Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight." Acts 24, verse 31. What should we do? Having come to the realization that they had the privilege of walking and talking with the risen Christ, the two disciples, even at that late evening hour, made the 7-mile journey back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples of their encounter with the risen Christ and to hear from them their experiences of Christ risen. They shared the fact that he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Today, when we have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, we are challenged by the Word of God. We are called to action. What should we do? Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are called to share the good news of God's love. The good news of God's love is to be shared, not kept to ourselves. All persons need to know that God loves them, that we love them, and our love for God and our love for them leads us to a loving response in all situations. An encounter with the Word of God and the Word from God also calls us to obedience. The Holy Spirit will lead us, empower us, and enable us to obey the Word of God. As we hear the Word of God, as we recognize the Word from God, we are called to obey. Obedience to God's Word may not be easy. It may not be what we desire to do. It may go against the popular opinion. But if we are to be true to our faith, if we are to be true to the call to be disciples of Christ, if we are to be true believers in the resurrection of Jesus, we are to obey the Word of God and the Word from God. What should we do? We should, as the disciples said, when they face the Sanhedrin, we should obey God rather than humankind. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Risen Lord, you set ablaze the hearts of your disciples with awe and wonder at your resurrection. Open the eyes of your church to this astonishing news. Fill our voices with joy that you are risen indeed. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Risen Lord, you see and judge the motives of rulers and leaders. Raise up and sustain with your Holy Spirit people of integrity for the responsibilities of government. Bring peace and justice to flourish. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Risen Lord, you drew alongside confused disciples as they journey to Emmaus. Give grace to all who accompany others in their searching, for all who share their table and offer hospitality. We give you thanks. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Risen Lord, you incline your ear to all who call upon you. Free us from the bonds that restrict our movements and dampen our praises. Bless all who set their hope and trust on you. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Risen Lord, you came to your disciples in the darkness and impaired vision of their grief. Come close to all whose hearts are anguished by loss. Bring us to rejoice in your eternal kingdom. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. And today being the Provincial Mothers Union Sunday, we pray the Mothers Union prayer. Loving God, we thank you for your love so freely given to us all. We pray for families around the world. Bless the work of the Mothers Union as we seek to share your love through the encouragement, strengthening, and support of marriage and family life. Empowered by your Spirit, may we be united in prayer and worship, and in love and service, reach out our hand as your hands across the world. In Jesus' name, Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Break Thou the Bread of Life, CPWI 393. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God, who through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ has given us the victory, give you joy and peace in your faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a rewarding and spirit-filled week as we continue to be safe and be careful in the light of the continued presence of COVID-19 and the crime wave that is taking place in our land. Be safe. We end with the hymn, Because He Lives.